You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. To commemorate the 400th anniversary of William Shakespeare's death, there'll be a performance here in Rome of Hamlet by Shakespeare's Globe. It will take place on Thursday, 13th of April, in the heart of Rome at the Palazzo della Cancelleria. You may already know how Blessed Paul VI was often likened to Hamlet, this most famous of Shakespeare's characters, and how in the 1960s he attended a performance of Hamlet. But why don't you stay tuned for a feature I prepared for you with sound clips of Paul VI speaking in English. To begin the story, I've chosen to travel to India with Paul VI. Stay tuned.
The press which you represent can be a most potent instrument of great good. Always be faithful to the truth. That is the question.
That is the question. The words of Pope Paul VI provoked hilarity and clapping among the journalists gathered around him. They understood that reference to Hamlet's famous soliloquy. It was December 1964, and during an impromptu press conference, the Pope unleashed an unusual self-deprecating sense of humour, showing an awareness of a specific journalistic quirk, that of repeatedly reporting a quote likening him to this most famous of Shakespearean characters. It's a familiar story going back to the days when Pope Paul was still Cardinal Archbishop Montini of Milan and the Roman Pontiff his predecessor John the 23rd. Said Pope John, inquiring after the Cardinal in his home diocese of Milan, "Well, how's your Hamlet, Cardinal?" A shrewd remark, never to be forgotten by the press, resurfacing when the Cardinal Archbishop of Milan was himself elected to the See of Peter in June 1963. And not just in the local press. Even the Newsweek issue marking Paul VI's recent election to the papacy, which sported his photograph still dressed as a cardinal on the cover, quoted it. Running an editorial by the title of "We Have a Pope, Paul VI, Baffling Brilliant," only a few lines down there was an entire paragraph dedicated to the Hamlet cardinal.
Cardinal Montini, at a more searching look, is a baffling figure both in person and in politics. Although he was the first prelate whom Pope John elevated to cardinal, the uncomplicated John apparently had ambivalent feelings about the intellectual Montini.
And Papa Montini was indeed an intellectual. A man at ease in literary circles, familiar with Shakespeare, having visited Stratford-on-Avon three decades earlier. As he himself once explained in the exclusive recording in English you're about to hear, "A word of warning, don't be misled by the royal we," dictated by the papal protocol of the time.
Pope Paul was speaking about himself.
"The visit we made about 30 years ago, as an inquiring and hasty tourist to the city and the home of Shakespeare in Stratford-on-Avon, with the impression of fantastic riches and psychological truth."
The impression of fantastic riches and psychological truth, said Pope Paul, speaking on the occasion of celebrations for the fourth centenary of the birth of Shakespeare. It was 1964. Among his audience, directors and actors of the Royal Stratford Theatre, exceptionally performing in Rome, just down the road from St. Peter's.
"The commemoration is particularly adapted to Rome. Always savvy and prompt as she is to honour the high achievements of the human spirit, and happy today to celebrate in this supreme writer, the magnificent cultural tradition and artistic genius of the English people."
Shakespeare's writings, Paul VI stressed, were profoundly human, ever open to adventurous and poetic exploration, leading to the discovery of moral laws which make life great and sacred.
God exists. There is a life after this life. Evil doing is punished and good rewarded.
Clearly, for Pope Paul VI, genius and faith could go hand in hand. He believed Shakespeare's lofty genius and powerful language would induce humankind to listen with great reverence to the great truths expounded in his works. Perhaps that affinity to Hamlet constantly attributed to him, stemming from his apparent inability to merely brush aside the daunting difficulties in his personal quest for truth, may not have displeased him altogether. But why not listen then to that famous soliloquy?
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing, end them.
In the twilight years of his 15-year pontificate, Paul VI may have fleetingly remembered John XXIII's remarks while jotting down a series of notes. "What is my state of mind?" he wrote. "Am I Hamlet or Don Quixote? On the left, on the right, I don't feel I have properly been understood." Who knows whether or not he was understood as Pope? What's certain is that the man to inherit from his predecessor to the papacy, a council it is said he would never have called, was a prudent and far-sighted man who avoided those kind of decisions where another would have acted first and reflected later. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.